Blog Talk Radio.
I thought it was just two and three.
We have an extra mic.
Everybody, this is going to be an interesting show. You are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Yes, I am Dolly McCarthy. We're having some technical difficulties. I'm blaming it all on my friends, my good friends at WCKG. John, where are you? All right, well, maybe he fell asleep. Maybe he overslept. That's what we'll do. Everybody does that once in a while. You remember those days in college, oversleeping? Yeah, not a problem. All right, listen, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show on WCKG. We are live right now on Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully everything is going well over there on Blog Talk Radio's end. Sorry for the late start. I hope you all hung in there and enjoyed my good friend Claire Dunn sing her Move On song. She's a rising up-and-coming country singer. We played her song to kill some time before we got all our technical difficulties worked out. The Dolly McCarthy Show is proud to be sponsored by many fine folks, and I'm going to read off some of these commercials here. But yes, indeed, this is the good show that airs live every Thursday on Blog Talk Radio. And I always tell you, we bring you good news, good topics to discuss, good guests, and at least one good laugh. But I'm not laughing right now. Yes, I am. Ugh, these technical difficulties. Why does everything have to be so hard sometimes? We would just roll with it. Hey, thanks to all of my sponsors of the Dolly McCarthy Show. You guys are wonderful. You keep supporting the show because you know the mission of the show is to spread the good news, highlight non-for-profits that are doing amazing things in our community and beyond, and also, you know, just to have some fun. These are good folks. Hey, let's do a shout-out to Homebridge Financial Services. Is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process. Yes, the key word is simplify here. And they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Call them at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number, 630-404-4272. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. It is amazing. I have one. Now I just click on my smartphone and I can see what time my kids came home from school or what time my college kid came home when he's home for a visit, what time he actually came home at night. Oh, it was pretty scary last Christmas looking at those times. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Hey, Sullivan Steakhouse, ooh, they have amazing steaks. They have a great experience for you. Delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. SullivanSteak.com. And All Service Limousine is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. Hey, did you hear? They have bus limos now. How about that? Instead of a long stretch limo, you know, that's kind of dated now. We're now into the bus limo ride. It is amazing. Neon lights, signs, and flashing strobe lights. There's a dance floor on these bus limos. My good friend over at All Service Limousine, Mario over there, has extended an invitation to me and my daughters for this Saturday afternoon. We're going to take a cruise on this bus limo. Amazing. Party limo bus. We're going to be taking a ride to downtown Chicago. I'll let you know all about it. Of course, I'm going to take pictures and post it. And it's very affordable for a birthday party for kids. It's probably cheaper than Chuck E. Cheese. We'll get details next week. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Hey, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is Bricconi's. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. Hey, family-owned and operated. Italian food. You can't go wrong with that. You're always guaranteed a good meal over there. It's one of my favorite restaurants in Naperville. Check out Bricconi's online at Bricconi's.com or give them a call. Order, they have a Dolly special. Guess what that is? It's a sausage, or it's a meatball sandwich. It's a meat, not a meatball. It's a meatball on a pizza, okay? Check it out. Remember that On Top of Old Smokey, that song with the meatball rolls off the spaghetti? That's when Bill and Vilma said, hey, Dolly, how about a pizza? What's your favorite, you know, thing here? I like the sausage and meatball sandwiches. How about we put sausage on it, or meatballs on the pizza, and I kind of imagine the meatballs rolling off the pizza, but they cut them and they slice them, and it's really good. So check out their meatball pizza. I sound a little confused there, don't I? Arthur Murray Dance, they have locations in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. And, of course, our favorite sponsor, been a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show since the beginning. The beginning of the time of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Naper Settlement. My favorite place to be in the suburbs, in Naperville, the heart of Naperville, Naper Settlement, this beautiful place. And guess what? This beautiful lady is sitting in front of me, Donna DeFalco from Naper Settlement. She's here today to tell us all about what's going on in Naper Settlement this fall. What a summer we had. And so that's it. Those are all the sponsors. And I can't play any music today. We don't have a soundboard. But my nephew, Jakey, always says, I love my Aunt Dolly, so I'm going to have to remind everybody that I am loved by Jakey, and I love you too, Jakey. He listens to this show, too, with my sister. So we don't have any audio today. There's no theme music, no funny bits that I can play. It's just me talking. You'll have to bear with me. And my lovely friend, Donna DeFalco from Naper Settlement. Hi, Donna. Good morning. Thanks for coming on the show again.
Hi, Dolly.
Okay, enough of me talking.
Naper Settlement loves Dolly, too.
Aw, and I love you, too. So tell us what's going on. What a summer you guys had. Wrapping up a great summer at Naper Settlement. You guys have been busy. Now you're rolling right into fall.
We
all
are.
All these events going on over there.
And in two shakes of a lamb's tail, and that's our segue into Sheep Sunday. On Sunday, of course. And we're going to have sheep herding demonstrations by John Serafin of Heather Hope Farm. And if you've never seen the Border Collies, they are amazing animals. They're adorable, but they're also great working dogs. So it's an opportunity to get up and close with our agricultural past that's still going on today. And we'll have a lot of vendors there that'll talk about wool and knitting and yarn and how they make it. So it'll be a very interesting but fun
Very educational.
Very educational.
You guys have fun, but you guys always slip in the educational element, which is great for a parent when you're trying to find something fun for your kids to do and cheap. It's very affordable to go to Naper Summit. It's free unless you want to go in the buildings, right?
No, Naperville residents receive free general admission. We charge everybody for the special events like Oktoberfest and Civil War Days and All Hallows Eve. But Naperville residents receive free general admission. And if you have the little ones, bring the strollers and come out to the playscape. Although the weather's getting a little cooler, it's going to be warm today, so come on out. Because the splash pad's on, and it's so much fun to bring your play group, just to take a walk around the grounds. We're so centrally located, free parking. It's a great place to be.
It is awesome. I tell you, this is one of my favorite places to be. I should say one of. It is my favorite place to be.
Thanks,
when I have a day off. Go for a nice walk at the beautiful trees, big trees, and beautiful buildings to look at. And I'm really excited about Oktoberfest coming up. That comes up October 2nd and 3rd. It's kind of early. I like it.
Well, I have a warning with Oktoberfest. Don't polka your eyes out.
Will you be polka dancing?
Oh, there's polka. There's oompa. But on Friday night, we're going to have Ken Overby and the Legends. And they are absolutely wonderful. You will be dancing all night because they do all the great classic rock. So the warm-up is Alpine Thunder, and they'll be doing the traditional German and oompa music. But then we'll have the Legends on Friday night. But then on Saturday, it's all German music all the time. And My Chef Catering is going to be doing the great German food like they did with Oktoberfest when it was in downtown Naperville.
Yeah.
So now
they're
going to be doing the food for us, and it's amazing. Spätzle, the great baked chicken, bratwurst, everything, sauerkraut. It's just, it's like a little taste of Germany.
Yeah, and it reminds me of when I was a kid. My grandfather was German, 100%. My grandmother was 100% Italian. I had the best of both worlds.
Absolutely.
Wiener Schnitzel. Yeah, what is that? What is, they're not having that over
it's
there.
It's veal, and it's pounded real thin, and then it's breaded, and then it's fried.
I did have that in Germany, too, once, with cream peas. I was starving. It was, like, the best meal I ever had, but I was starving. So I don't know if it was the best, but back then, it was. When you're a starving college student, and you're in Germany, and you lost your wallet, and someone offers you Wiener Schnitzel and cream peas, delicious.
That's yummy.
Okay, so what else is going on in Naper Settlement?
And then we have All Hallows Eve in October to round out our fall festivals. And, of course, that's all 12 acres are haunted. It's probably one of the most unique haunted houses in the entire western suburbs. But I want to mention just one thing before I go.
Yes.
And today we are receiving the Conservation at Work Award from the Conservation Foundation. And we're so pleased because it's a certification and a recognition for our sustainable landscaping practices that we've incorporated through the years to help alleviate flooding and also to maintain our beautiful grounds with our rain gardens and our rain barrels and things like that. So I just want to thank the Conservation Foundation for all their support through the years, and we're really, really thrilled about that.
Yes. Is Mr. McDonald still over there running it?
Yes, he is. He's going to be presenting the awards.
Oh, that's awesome. Tell him I said hi.
I love
the McDonald Farm in Naperville that's run by the Conservation Foundation. And, yes, the grounds at Naper Settlement are beautiful. Not only do you have those beautiful, big, huge trees, all kinds of varieties of trees there, but you have those gardens and the rain gardens, and then you got rid of the asphalt, path,
right.
And you have, what do they call that
They're
now?
They're called permeable pavers.
Yes.
And they
gorgeous.
They take the rainwater and it filters out the impurities before it goes to the DuPage River. So we're ecologically sustainable, and we not only save history for future generations, but now we're saving the environment for future generations.
All right, Donna, real quick, if people have never heard of Naples Settlement, tell us in a nutshell what it is and what they can expect to see there. Not only do they have the opportunity to go to all these extracurricular events that are fun too, but they could go anytime with their family and stroll the grounds and experience.
Naples Settlement is an outdoor history museum located just a block away from downtown Naperville. We have 30 historic buildings and structures that they can visit. And it tells the history of Naperville and Midwestern towns like it as they grew from frontier outposts in the 1830s to towns of industry and commerce, as we have today.
Fantastic. Donna DeFalco, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Dolly. We love you, Dolly.
I love you, too. Say hi to everybody over there, and I'll see you Oktoberfest. Thanks, Donna.
Oompa.
Oompa. Hey, Comedy Night is coming up. The Dolly McCarthy Show and Fair Lady Productions presents Comedy Night, featuring WGN-TV comedians and personalities, Pat Tomasulo, Anna Belalov, and the funniest guy in Chicago. I'm sorry, he is the funniest guy, Mike Toomey. And he is going to be here in 2 weeks. He's going to be here on the Dolly McCarthy Show. This event, though, Comedy Night, is taking place on Saturday, October 17th at the Center Stage Theater in Naperville. All the proceeds benefit Kids Cabaret, 501c3. Tickets are only $25, folks. There's an early show and a late show, so if you want to go out. It's actually on Sweetest Day, too, October 17th. So if you want to take your Sweetest to an early dinner and then come to our late show, or flip-flop if you can't get a reservation because you waited to the last minute and you can't get a reservation to like 9:30 at night. That happens sometimes. I hate when that happens. But you can also come to the early show. So you don't want to miss this. This is a great opportunity to laugh and bring your Depends. You're going to need it with Mike Toomey in the house. Hashtag your selfie matters. Moms of teen girls ages 13 to 17, listen up. You don't want to miss this upcoming workshop. Teen girls will be inspired, empowered, and motivated to make their social media footprint matter. Aren't your kids, my daughters are always on social media. You want to make sure they're putting good things out there. So I monitor, but I don't always get a chance to do that. This is a great workshop to put your girls in. And I'll tell you, Danielle Langford, she runs these workshops for Pink Empowers. It's a not-for-profit that empowers young girls, and she's been on the show before. We need to have her back on soon. But this is going to be held at the NIU Conference Center on Saturday, October 17th from 12 to 3. Register now. Hey, you could win a prize. And you can check them out at pinkempowers.com. There's also a place to register. Register at pinkempowers.eventbrite.com. That's pinkempowers.eventbrite.com. Got a couple more announcements, and then we'll take a break because we have some good guests in the studio, and it's almost 10 o'clock. We got another half hour. Don't worry, we're going to get to you guys. We have some good guests in the studio. We have Eric Gardner, who is the development director over at the West Suburban Community Pantry based in Woodridge. Is that right? Woodridge. And then, of course, Barbara Richards is here, my pal. My girlfriend, I've known her for, 20-some-odd years now since I moved out to Naperville. And she is she's a big shout over at the Lyle Savings Bank. And, a shout-out to the Lyle Savings Bank because they're supporting the West Suburban Community Pantry in this Fill the Bus effort. We're going to get to that in just a moment. And I'm staring at the can head. The can head is in the house. Who's the can head? What? Say what? Well, I'll tell you the story about that in just a moment. Stay with me. Canhead is here, and Mrs. Canhead, too. Look out, Mr. Potato Head. You got some competition. Join the real food revolution. You want to eat better? So does almost everyone you know. But how do you do it? All you need to do is connect the dots and learn about Purium 10-Day Transformation Cleanse, all natural, non-GMO, organic. Also learn how Purium can set you up with your own superfoods website. Come sample the Power Shake, receive a $50 gift card, and learn more about transforming your health and your life at the Purium Super Healthy Happy Hour on Sunday, September 20th, from 2:30 till 5 at the Embassy Suites in Naperville. And tell them Dolly sent you. All right, and this Sunday, really important date, I will be out this Sunday, September 20th, at North Central College at the Benedetti Worley Stadium for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And if you want to be a part of this walk, it's not too late. You can register. We've got, I think she said about 1,000 people coming now. It's ph- phenomenal. What a great turnout. We're so proud to be a part of this. The Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring this. And registration begins at 8 a.m. The walk starts, there's a ceremony at 9:30, and then the walk starts promptly at 10 o'clock. So I like this walk because it's not a very early walk. You can sleep in a little bit on Sunday, but I will be there with my kids. We're going to walk. My family will be out there. I really hope you can join us to help raise funds for care, support, and research for Alzheimer's. So the Alzheimer's Association is putting on this event. And thank you guys for asking me and be a part of this event. My grandmother had that. I know firsthand what people are going through, especially caregivers and family members with this horrific disease that it's slow progressing, as you know, and it's just horrific for everybody involved, especially those inflicted. So we want to try to make some strides in this Alzheimer's. Nothing has really changed since my grandmother had it back in 1983. Nothing has really changed except earlier diagnosis. So let's get this walk going. Come on out this Sunday. I'd love to see you guys there. All right. One more thing. Honor the men and women of the U.S. military by joining me at the Healing Field of Honor in Naperville. This is November 6th through the 12th. The Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring this year's theme. It's 50 years of healing to thank, honor, and highlight the services of the armed forces during the Vietnam War with a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. Hello. Did I tell you I'm back to drinking coffee on Thursday mornings? Only Thursday mornings. I got everybody laughing in the studio. Okay, get the mics closer because everybody who listens to the show, they think I'm corny and nobody laughs. I need a laugh track. Well, you guys are perfect. All the proceeds for the Healing Field of Honor will go to the Alan J. Lynch Medal of Honor Veterans Foundation. I can't say enough amazing things about Alan J. Lynch and the respect and admiration I have for this man and all he did in the Vietnam War. And they have a road dedicated to him in Gurnee. And he's been on the show before. If you've never met a Medal of Honor recipient, those are the real heroes in the world. Don't listen to Donald Trump. These are the heroes in the world. And come on out to Naperville, especially November 6th through the 12th, and see this Healing Field of Honor. It's going to be decorated, this field on Murdery Hill, with flags, American flags. Only 2015 will be there, so you can buy a flag and dedicate it to your own hero. Or you can be a sponsor. Do you work for a corporation that could sponsor this? All the proceeds will go to honor veterans, the Veterans Foundation, the Alan J. Lynch Veterans Foundation, and go to his website and see the incredible things that the government and this country lack in supporting our veterans. And these foundations pick up the slack, and they carry our veterans and take care of them. And we need to do a better job of doing that. And, hey, this foundation is one of them. So enough of that. We're going to go on to our first guest. Oh, my second. Donna's gone now from Naper Settlement. But Barbara Richards is here, my pal, Barbara. And she's part of Lyle Savings Bank. Put the mic closer to you. Radio 101, put the mic in front of your mouth.
Okay, all right. I got it. All right. Here we go.
I could talk to her like that because she's my friend and she can hit me over the head anytime. But she's here and she's been working feverishly for like 6 months on this Fill the Bus campaign. It's a food campaign to get food and funds needed into the West Suburban Community Pantry because there's a huge need. And Eric Gardner is here. He's the development director at the West Suburban Community Pantry. And so, first of all, you know, we always hear about the wonderful things that are going on with Loaves and Fishes. That's huge in Naperville. But there's also other pantries that are filling in the gaps and that are also growing amazingly
as the need continues to grow.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's nice to hear that there are other, you know, pantries out there too.
Right. And we so appreciate you kind of highlighting exactly that point. And like you said, everyone already knows about Loaves and Fishes or they've heard about it or are familiar with some of the opportunities that they have to kind of get people on board for them. But West Suburban, pardon me, is kind of in a transition and they're growing and there's more need than ever and it just continues to grow. Mm-hmm. And so with this campaign, it's their second year doing it and we've seen really great increases in the amount of dry goods and foods that are being donated. And we've got a lot of volunteers that are contributing all over the place, different schools, different locations. It's been a blessing to kind of have this month to kind of dedicate to gathering the food products and getting them in the right hands.
Okay, let's back up just a little bit. Eric, how about we hear from you? Bravo, you did a great job there.
Thanks.
Bravo, daughter. Good girl. I said, daughter, Lo, I need that coffee. What a morning we've had here so far. She's a doll. She's like my sister, Barbara. She is. And I'm just so proud of her and the efforts that she is making to make this event a success. And there's so many other people alongside with you that are doing amazing work and volunteer efforts over at the West Suburban Community Pantry. And I just mentioned the loaves and fishes. You should continue to donate to loaves and fishes. But I just wanted to point out there's a lot of other community pantries out there. In fact, I heard from one in Plainfield recently wanted to be on the show. It's the Green Meadows Community Pantry. And we'll have them on the show too. But there's such a need all over. And let's talk about this West Suburban Community Pantry. When did it start, Eric? And why did you guys feel a need to start another pantry?
Well, we cover all of DuPage County, and it started back in the 70s, started in a small, you know, small basement in a church, and then moved from there into the village hall. And then from there, as it grew, the need for DuPage County, the hunger, as they started expanding out of Woodridge, they saw a need that there's more hunger than just in Woodridge. In DuPage County, there's over 100,000 people that are hungry, about 10% of the population. You know, 16% of the children are hungry. Something that shouldn't be happening is children should not be going to bed, you know, starving. They should have a well meal, three meals a day. So that's why we decided to open up the doors to all of DuPage County. We served about last year in our fiscal year. We went through over 53,000 individuals visited the pantry. It's a lot of people coming for food, and every time they come, they get over 100 pounds of food. You know, they're getting, you know, 7 to 10 pounds of frozen meats, you know, milk, eggs, all the dairy products, the dry staple goods, whole grain pasta, whole grain wheats. So it's just there was a need there. We saw a need to fill, and we wanted to make sure that we're providing a great service that DuPage needs.
Wow. I really, hats off to you guys for all you're doing. Eric, is this a full-time job for you, or are you a volunteer?
It is a full-time job for me. We have two full-time employees at the pantry. We have four part-time employees. We have a great board of directors that guides us, and then we have over 100. We reach out to about 800 volunteers come to us throughout the entire year, but we have a strong, solid group, about 180 volunteers coming monthly, working 7 days a week, distributing the food, picking up the food from our food rescue partners, reaching out to the public, attending community events. Without them, we wouldn't be able to continue with our mission.
Absolutely. And the one thing, well, Chicagoland all over, I don't want to just say this, the Western suburb, but I've seen it all over Chicago. The spirit of volunteerism and helping each other, extending a hand, is just alive and well and thriving, and especially at this community pantry where there's over 100 volunteers a week, you said?
I would say about a month we have about 180 different volunteers that will come in throughout
the year. But almost 1,000 volunteers throughout the year.
Oh, correct.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it's a great spirit that they have. And with our volunteers, I mean, with every nonprofit knows, without the volunteers, you couldn't continue with our mission. That's what really helps us keep our costs down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more money that comes in, the more we're able to give to our clients, you know, to provide services for them. For every dollar we receive, we're able to buy $8 worth of food with that. And that's a lot. If you go shopping in a grocery store, you know, with my family, we go and it's $200 and you're barely filling up a cart.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're able to, with the purchase power that we're able to fill up a ton of food we can get for $360.
Yeah. You know what? You are so right about that. When I was going to the food pantry with my kids, thank God for these food pantries because I was barely making enough to get by. And then I had very little for just the essentials, food or milk, flour, sugar. I remember it was around Christmas time. How am I going to make Christmas cookies? Keep some normalcy in my life with the kids. And I went to the store and I spent like $40. That's, you know, it might not sound like much, but when you have maybe $70 left that's extra in your pocket, I spent $40 and my sister was like, you need to go to the pantry. Save that $40, go to the pantry, you qualify, and use that for something fun for the kids, but get to the pantry. And it's true. It costs so much more at the grocery store. It's crazy. And you're able to provide, you know, just like the basics to some family. That's just, you have no idea. You do know. Some of you listening, you have no idea what a tremendous impact these just the basics make on a family, you know, so.
You're right, and you can buy more coffee as well, too.
I had to give up coffee, but luckily my part-time job at the time had coffee provided, but I actually gave it up for a while, but I'm back to it because I'm back to early mornings and the Dolly McCarthy Show. You know, as it gets colder, it's nice to have something warm to drink in the morning.
So they've been advocating and helping. Another really important piece, I think, that they are making sure that they're participating in the education piece, the financial education piece, which we've been able to partner with them as well. They actually take their clients and help them, educate them, move them forward. It's beyond just giving food.
Yes.
They're empowering them.
Barbara, you are amazing. You could be a talk show host. I was just about to segue into all of that. It's not just the food that you give, but you also provide resources, and you're a link to all the other non-for-profits that can fill in other things like
right.
finding a job, social services such as counseling for your kids if you're going through a divorce
right.
and whatnot. And we want to do a shout-out to the Lyle Savings Bank for supporting the West Suburban Community Pantry and all you're doing. Barbara Richards over there. There's a big shout over there.
Nah.
She's like the lady behind the curtain. So if you have a problem,
everyone turn it down.
Like, we got to bring Barbara out now for this. I'm kidding.
No, we do great loans. You should come by. That's our thing. We're a portfolio
okay.
lender.
So this month, you guys are doing a Fill the Bus campaign, and you got a big event this weekend, too, or is it next week?
So we have a couple,
you had a few already.
Yeah, we have quite a few throughout the year. Mm-hmm. September is Hunger National Awareness Month, so we want to get the word out there about how there is hunger out here in DuPage County. So a couple of things that we have going on here is we have our Fill the Bus campaign, and we're going to be having in September 26th at the Lakeview Elementary School in Downers Grove, we're going to have actually a bus parked out front there, and our goal is to fill that bus with a bunch of food out there. So if you're in the area, we also have drop points throughout the locations in different towns. Lyle Savings Bank, both at a location, you can go in there, visit them, drop off food right there. We have Walker Athletics, the Himes Law Office, Bridgeview Bank, Woodridge Library, and the Caldwell Bank are out in Downers Grove. They're all going to have businesses. If there's any businesses in Naperville, too, that would like to have a Dropbox location, let us know. They can go to our website, wcpinc.org, or just Google West Suburban Community Pantry. We're the first link up there. So for some of your listeners that want to know more about what the pantry is, as you were explaining earlier, that some of them have heard of the pantry, or they don't know what the experience is there. Come out and visit us. Next Wednesday, we're having an open house from 5 to 7. We'll be able to give tours. We'll have some, networking opportunities, social hour. Just come there and see what we do. We'll have them, we'll have samples of what the food that our clients get, and I think you're going to be pretty impressed with what they do receive there.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. An open house. Eric, how long have you been with the pantry?
Yeah, I've been with the pantry for a little over a year now. Everybody always tells their heartwarming story. One of my heartwarming stories is, you're mentioning about the Medal of Honor winners and veterans, and that's something that's very important to me. When I graduated high school, I went to Naperville Central. Upon graduating high school, I went in the Marine Corps. Went on many different deployments. Some places were nice, some weren't. And I literally saw people fighting over food. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you're willing to risk bodily harm just to feed yourself and your family. I'm like, with all of our networks that we have, all of our resources we have, no one in the U.S. should be going hungry. So I want to make sure, I have a personal mission to make sure in our communities that there's no child, no adult, no senior, that no one's going to be going to bed hungry. One more thing, if I can make one more plug really quick, is on October 25th, since I am in development, we have a fundraising event called our Chef's Culinary Challenge coming up. We're going to have local area chefs right over here at the Marriott in Naperville. They're going to be having cooking demonstrations, going around, entertainment throughout the evening. So, please do visit our website, check that out, come out and visit us.
All right. Well, West Suburban Community Pantry, thank you, Eric Gardner, for coming in. And did anybody ever tell you look like the guy from Office? The Office. What's that show?
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
I've totally got a face for radio though. So.
Good looking guy here, and a beautiful gal next to him, Barbara Richards with Lyle Savings Bank. I was just, I do some work on WGN Radio during the week, and they were talking about, the Big O, Orion Samuelson, was talking about how 1% of the population produces and grows the food that we all eat. So I want to bless those hands and bless everybody who has a part in that, because we can't forget about the farmers that are working hard. And there is no reason, as Eric said, that anyone in this country, especially this country, anywhere really, but in this country we have so much. There's no reason for anybody to go hungry and fight over food unless you have been brought up and raised in the care of that household with 14 kids like I was.
You gotta fight.
Oh, you have to stay up and wake up at 3 a.m. to get a bowl of Trix cereal because if you woke up after 7:30, sorry, the cereal is gone. You snooze, you lose in my house. But it's so important. I kid about it, but it's a real serious thing. And so thank you to Barbara Richards from Lyle Savings Bank and to Eric Gardner from West Suburban Community Pantry. What's the website that people could go to get more information about this?
If they just Google West Suburban Community Pantry, it's going to be the easiest way. But if they want a direct link, just wcpinc.org.
Fantastic. Barbara, did you want to say anything?
I just want to say thank you, Dolly.
Oh,
you're awesome.
Cut her off.
No, really. You have always been such a great community contributor, and you've always been helping us empower ourselves and everybody else, and I really appreciate you, so thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, I love what I do because we got to have more voices out there for the people that don't really have a voice and that are doing things quietly. I grew up, you know, on the northwest side of Chicago at St. Ferdinand, and the nuns would say, you know, don't brag about what you're doing, do it quietly, and it's so true. But I just can't get over the thousands of people that do things quietly, and why aren't we talking about some of the stuff, this good stuff? Don't hide your light. Maybe we can change the world one broadcast at a time. That's why I started this show. All right, so thank you guys for coming in. You could stick around and chit-chat with us more. Canhead is coming up, and his wife, Mrs. Canhead, is here. Say what? What are we talking about? But first, a couple of announcements, very important announcements. I want to do a shout-out to all of our veterans in the U.S. of A. and let them know that on Mondays, you could go see a movie for free. Go to the Hollywood Palms, the cinema, bar, and eatery, and go see a movie for free just because you are a veteran. To show up. That's their way of thanking them. Thanks, Hollywood Palms, for that. And I want to do a shout-out to Cares for Colleen. If you don't know anything about this woman, Colleen Connolly was in a horrific motorcycle accident on May 1st, changed her life and her family and her friends' lives forever. She is now, she survived that, but she's now been transferred to Mary and Joy Rehabilitation Center, where she has suffered, you know, traumatic brain injury, and every day is a struggle to get by. She has a daughter. She is a single parent. And actually, she was on her way to a charity event when this happened, this accident. So it's just horrible what happened to her. But they're having a benefit on October 4th, and it's a Sunday, so I hope you all can come out. Hopefully the Bears – well, if the Bears are playing, I'm sure they're going to have it on. It's going to be at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park, $20 in advance for this ticket, $25 at the door. All for Cares for Colleen to help her with her struggles, her family's and her friend's struggle to help her get through this therapy that she needs so badly. So it's a benefit. Cares for Colleen. Check that Facebook page out and learn more about this. You know, if it was my sister or your brother or someone in your family, you would do this. You would want the same. So let's show some support for Colleen Connolly and her family. And we're really happy here on the Dolly McCarthy Show to feature this event. We'll continue to promote it because we hope you all can come out. Or if you can't make it, just if you can send a donation, what's $20? But you know what? If we had 100 people doing that, look at the difference that could make in Colleen's life and her recovery and her daughter, too. The financial, you know, strains on this family is, you know, as you know, insurance, whatever, forget about it. So everybody needs to come and help a little bit and help each other out. I would hope that if that happened to me, people would do the same for me. So thanks for supporting Cares for Colleen. And the Naperville Independent Film Festival is going on all this week. We had Glesna and Edmund Clausen on the show a couple weeks ago promoting the film festival. There's still great shows going on. I love this because these are up-and-coming producers, directors, actors, and actresses. So every night there's a show, and they're wrapping up things on Saturday, this Saturday, at the – I don't know where. Nuts. I thought I had it in front of me, but you know what? Okay, this one, this little plug is for Larry Thomas. Do you remember the soup Nazi on Seinfeld? We're going to get to the Canhead really quick. The Canhead is here. So anyway, check out NIFF, N-I-F-F, Naperville Independent Film Festival. I'm really honored to be a part of this. The Dolly McCarthy Show has sponsored this for several years now. And this year I get to give away the Best Actress Award. I'm so excited. Okay, let me see if I could play something here. Oh, I had this song ready to go, Canhead, for you. It was called Stuck on You. Now I'm going to have to sing it. Is your mic on? Come closer.
I'm stuck on you.
You're singing the Lionel Richie version. There's no Lionel Richie on this show. No, I'm singing the country song. I'm stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Maybe Mrs. Canhead would rather sing that. She's getting jealous. I relax. I'm just saying. Kidding.
It's a sticky situation.
Okay, I don't know if I can hear you. Let's switch mics. Switch mics. How's that? Is that better?
Can you hear me now?
Now I hear you way better. So Jamie Keaton is his name, folks. I'll tell you the story about this guy. I'm driving down the tri-state. It sounds like a story. It sounds like a goofy story. I'm driving northbound on the tri-state.
Southbound.
And I looked to my right. I don't know how I looked to my right, but I did. What was going on? I don't know.
You were actually putting your phone down?
Look at this. Scan had hitting him in the head for that. No, I wasn't texting and driving. I was looking at the map.
Right.
So what happens, I turn to my right, and I see this guy with these cans stuck to his head. And I thought it was a hat at first. I had no idea that they were really stuck to your head. So here's the deal with the can. So anyway, well, really quickly. So I waved to him, and then I'm, you know, just cruising along. I go, okay, that was interesting. Wait a minute. I should have him on the show. Luckily, I had my Dolly McCarthy show logos on the side of the car, and I said, call me. And he did, and he told me the story. And why don't you just tell the story after that? How did you become the can head?
About 7 years old, my toys started sticking to me. But I didn't pay much attention because my parents thought it was just the pine sap. Because I'm from Florida.
Okay.
And I climbed trees as a kid. But when I got older, I shaved my head for the first time. I went to a ball game, tried to cool it down, dried my head off first, put a can of Coke on my head, start cooling it down. All of a sudden, they hit a home run towards me. I jumped up to grab it, missed it, and all of a sudden, I was like, okay, where's my drink? And it was stuck to the back of my head.
How old were you?
Probably 20.
Put that mic in front of Mrs. Canhead.
It was very funny.
This one does.
It was
were you with him when that happened?
I was.
So you didn't know he had the suction thing?
Definitely not.
So when you, that's what I was going to ask you. When you kissed him for the first time, did you get stuck?
Apparently, because now we're married 27 years.
27 years you've been married?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
You guys look like you're 27. Honest to God.
Hey,
you're right about 33, 32.
That's one of the things about my skin that I don't get wrinkles.
Really?
Really.
Now, why couldn't I be stuck like that? Why couldn't I be a stucker? Is that what people call you? Stuck?
Sticky.
Sticky. What did they? What did
the human suction cup?
How old were you when you found out that?
Well, I mean, I knew something, but when I
you were
sweat,
seven.
When I sweat, it clogs the pores, so it doesn't stick then.
Okay.
Or when I get wet, it doesn't stick. It I have to be dry to make it stick. So when I would kiss her, I'd always lick my lips before I'd kiss.
Really?
I just go, and then do it.
Ah. And she thought the first kiss was like, hey, dude, we're not making
nice
out. No tongue.
Nice
kiss.
Wet kiss.
Yeah. That is cool. Do you think one of my Dolly McCarthy show mugs would stick to your head?
Let's try.
I think he was trying it earlier. What is
it? Wait.
Oh, I forgot you had something.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff on. Wait.
You got headphones on. You got cans of beer on your head. Okay, let's see. Let's see, folks, if this will stick. I don't. Is it sticky? No, it's just balancing. I can do that. You know, I could balance a can of beer on my head. No,
it's sliding off.
It's not sticking. Maybe upside down, yeah. Oh, no.
It's sliding.
We're trying. We're trying, but not, it's not working. So now when you discovered that happened, how did it kind of transform into now you make money doing this?
Yeah, actually, I now wear people's products or their name on my shirts and stuff like that, or the cans. I actually put it on. And what I do is walk around and, like at NASCAR event, like this weekend I'll be at, I average between 60 to 80,000 pictures taken of me a day, plus the cameras following me and everything else.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool.
So I have to ask, so do you have a full-time job or has this now become?
This is becoming a full-time job. I also do sign work. I do affordable signs.
You make them or you just?
I make them.
Oh,
like
okay.
I design my own logo.
I like that. It's a skull with the cans on it. What does that say? Just can head? Okay.
Can head.
That's like one of those biker jerseys kind of thing.
That's actually because my body temperature stays around 100 degrees. I'm always hot, so this is like a wickeding shirt. Keep me cool.
Was it always like that?
Yeah,
I imagine your mother was like, why does this boy have a temperature still?
They always thought, but they just said, well, his temperature body just runs hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you think, Mrs. Canhead, that he's hot?
He's very hot.
I wish I could get that mic working. Why is this mic not up? And I hear that Mrs. Canhead. So it's funny because when I walked in the studio today, she's like, "Oh, Mrs. Canhead, I don't even know your name."
Donna.
Donna Keaton.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what's it like being married to the Canhead? Get her onto that mic.
It's actually very interesting. It's very crazy a lot of times. Very fun, especially now that the kids are all older. I can actually.
Wait, you have children? How many
kids? Oh, yeah.
Three kids. Do any of the kids have this condition that you know of?
Not that we know of,
okay.
No. Oddly enough, the grandbaby calls him Canpaw.
Oh.
He loves. It's this morning we were FaceTiming. He's in the service as well. And they're in Louisiana, and he called Canpa, and he says, Canhead, because he's two.
So I had to put my cans on so he could see him, so he could get a good laugh in the morning.
Oh, that's so adorable. Did you put their baby bottles on the head too?
When I was when they were little.
I saw a picture of you with a I don't know if it was a Coke can or something, and you tilted your head back, and was it Ellen DeGeneres that was drinking it?
I poured down on a Heineken off my head.
You know what? We got to think of some kind of a party or a contest you can come to where you're pouring, you know, pop or some beverage of some sort.
Fundraisers,
that's for sure. So life has changed a bit for you.
Yeah, it has. It's like at first I was real nervous to talk in front of people. So I slowly build myself up going to like little events, fairs or functions that were going around the town, and then all of a sudden I built myself up, and then everybody's like, hey, would you mind wearing something of ours? I said, what do you mean? We'll pay you. I went, oh, I can get paid to do this? And I was like, okay, let's do it.
You know, I love how you turned something that could be, you could have seen it as a negative, something annoying, into something very positive, and you make people laugh. I mean, I was cracking up on the tri-state driving into work, and I just couldn't believe what I saw. This guy's honking and waving at me with cans on his head. And Mrs. Canhead was in the side seat laughing. I just can't get over, first of all, that that does that. Now, when you went to the doctor, you asked, what is this? How does this happen?
Well, I went to him, and I literally put a couple of cans of nuts on my head. He goes, what's the matter with you? I said, I feel a little nutty, but... He goes, how do you do that? I go, that's why I'm here to ask you, is how do I do it? And he goes, well, he looked and started going on the internet and stuff and said he thinks I'm one of four in the world that have my skin that actually sucks in oxygen and makes things stick to me.
Only four people in the world? Have you reached out to those other three?
No, two are in India and one in South America.
Okay. And
a little too far.
Do you have any idea, though, what they're doing? Their talent,
like,
their gift.
Like with me, one of them was on Stanley's Superhumans also, but they're just mainly doing like sitting down and doing in front of people walking by waiting for tips. I actually go out there. Like I said,
you're corporate now.
Actually,
leave
I
it to
am.
American.
It's Canhead Inc.
What is it? Canhead Inc.
Canhead Inc.
I love it. No, that is great. Take what you've been born with, and just like everybody else, take what you know, take what you love, and take what you can and create something,
I love it so much. Like, one of the reasons what kept me going, I was walking down Michigan Avenue, and this lady was about a block in front of me. She's walking towards me, and you could tell she was sad. And as she was walking by, I saw her little smile come up as she saw me. The next block over, she called back up to me and said, you know what? My father died 2 weeks ago. He would have loved you, and you just made me smile for the first time.
Oh.
So from that moment on, I kept doing it just because I know from little kids to grandparents, they all love it, and they love to have that smile and go, how do you do that?
Yeah, it's really amazing. Okay, so where are you going to be this weekend or next weekend? I know you're
Well, this
you're
weekend
all over.
I'm at Juliet at the Chicagoland Speedway, and like one of my guys I get hired to do is going to be there, and I don't know if I can say their name or not.
Well,
okay. We are whispering.
We're whispering on the air. This is the real world here.
But like in next month, I'll be in Pensacola, Florida, doing a fair.
You had to drop NASCAR, so I'll let that slide. I'm just kidding.
Okay. And then possible I'll be in...
Any not-for-profits that you feature on your head?
Oh, anybody. I actually do a lot of...
a lot of this
charities.
Yeah.
You know, just to get out there and let them see. And like for breast cancer, I'd wear... Like even Mayor Rahm had to pay to get a picture with me for breast cancer.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, at first, he thought he could get it for free. I said, no, man, you're charging us everything.
Oh, how about it? Now he wants to raise the taxes again.
Yeah,
holy
that's not
cow.
Good.
Well, this is really something. I'm glad I met you on the tri-state. Not many people have an experience like that.
Yeah. It's well, funny. For me, it's constant because I always wear cans or something.
Yeah. So. I wish my mug was – I mean, I probably should make a cup, like some sort of a Dixie cup or a lighter cup so we can get it on your head. You know,
try again in a minute.
So, I can't get over that you guys are. I don't know. I'm not going to ask you your age, but I can't believe you've been married 27 years.
Yeah, well, I actually met her up here on
vacation.
You guys
look so young.
I was 14. She, well, She's older than me.
By what, a month?
No, like
years. Better
not
say it. Ooh.
Hey, I'm very proud of my
Cooper. She thought I was as old. She thought I was old as her when I first met her. What's funny? I looked older when I was younger. Now I stayed. I look younger now that I'm older.
I wonder what you're going to look like when you're 80 years old. A couple years, we'll find out, huh?
I'm kidding.
I'm teasing.
Well, I am like almost 70. Now.
So if people want to get a hold of you to come out to their charity event and draw attention to their cause, if it doesn't have to be a company. Could be a not-for-profit, too.
Correct.
I love your card, by the way. I had him give me his autograph. Canhead, they could go to Canhead69 on Twitter. Were you born in 69? Is that why it's there?
Yes.
Ah, we're the same. 69, dude. I am Canhead on Instagram and Canhead on Facebook. Yeah, I found you on Facebook. So if you want him to wear something at your event or wear your product, you can contact Canhead, canhead69@yahoo.com. Or what other ways can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can, like I said, follow on Facebook at I Am Canhead. I mean, on Facebook, it's Canhead. On Twitter, it's I Am Canhead69. And on Instagram, it is I Am Canhead.
I Am Canhead. I Am Iron Man.
Oh, das vidanya.
That's true.
I Am Canhead.
Well, it's great to meet you, Jamie Geaton.
You too.
Keep doing what you're doing. And you're making everybody laugh, and so cool, so unique, amazing.
Well, we got to wear your cups all over.
Yeah, go to my Facebook page. We're going to figure this out after the show, how we could get my mug to function on his head. You know, I have a talent, too, involving my head. I used to be the queen of, remember that eraser game in grade school with the eraser on your head? Hey, did you ever play that?
I didn't.
You could have won so much money and all the crayons you want when you were in grade school.
Well, not with that stuff because it's porous and it won't stick.
Okay, forget it.
Just like on my couch in my living room, we had to get rid of it because where I sit, the leather, I pulled the coloring off the leather. It looked like my couch was
mean. Oh, my gosh.
So now I'm not allowed to sit on the couch with, especially our leather couch with
out
of shirt.
You get a sheet out there.
Oh, my God. You guys are adorable. That reminds me of when I was a kid. My mom and dad put plastic on our
furniture.
Oh,
that would kill me.
You would not be allowed to. You'd have to sit on the floor at my
house. I would be stuck there for a long time.
Uh-oh, stuck like glue. Me and you, baby, we're stuck like. I was going to play that song, or that Elvis song. It's stuck like, you could shake an apple from an apple tree. Shake it, shake it, shake it, but you never shake me. Uh-huh. It's stuck. And then he. Forget it. I better stop singing.
Thank you very much.
All right. The name is Jamie Keaton. He's also otherwise known as the Canhead. You can check out his pages and Facebook and go see him and invite him to your charity events. This is fun.
A lot of times I give a lot of my stuff away from events I'm at, like signed albums, signed hats, helmets, shirts from like this weekend will probably be from Dale Jr.
Okay.
So.
Ooh, very cool. Well, have fun at NASCAR this weekend.
Hey, you should
tell everybody
come,
Dolly
but I
said
know you're
hi.
Busy.
I got that Alzheimer's walk this Sunday. So if you're not going to go to NASCAR, come to Naperville, the Alzheimer's walk, okay?
All right.
Hey, listen, this has been a great time. I've had a great time with, I've just repeated myself, Barbara Richards with Lyle Savings Bank, Eric Gartner from West Burbank Community Pantry, and Jamie Keaton, Mrs. Keaton over there. I can't see her behind the monitor. Mrs. Canhead, otherwise known as Mrs. Canhead. You know, do you guys split that money that you're making? Does she get a portion of that? Does she get a trip or two to the shopping mall? Amazing. Amazing how much money. You know, it's great to take something that you know and love and you can make money off it and live happily ever after. Nobody's knocking you for that. That's awesome. Okay, it's been a great show. Thanks to everybody for coming out. Oh, and Donna DeFalco from Naperville Settlement. Hey, if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And while you're at it, look up Canhead. It's been a great show. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Thank you.
And I guess that's it. I'm going to play a song now. Hopefully you guys can hear it. I wish I had that stuck on you song. Thanks, everybody.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.